A tape measure.
Dr. Lauren Fetter measures Mercy Ryans' head. The little blonde girl turned one last week. Fetter is an LA-based pediatrician, holistic physician, and author. She's been in practice about 15 years and says many parents these days are concerned about vaccinations.
I'd have to say about half of my practice does not vaccinate at all.
And for those patients who do, Fetter says she doesn't offer combination dosages like most pediatricians. She also lets parents wait to bring their babies in for shots later than usual.
They typically like to start by about 4 to 6 months of age, and we typically start with one vaccination at a time.
And sometimes, Fetter says, only for a few diseases. In a recent report, investigative reporters at the San Diego Watchdog Institute examined data from the State Department of Public Health and found a growing trend. More families are choosing not to inoculate children. Public health officials warn against it, especially during the worst whooping cough epidemic in generations. But Susan Chitis, a consultant to L.A. County's Office of Education, says state law allows parents to exercise that option.
There has been a slight increase, and most parents who want to take a personal exemption for their beliefs, have done their research.
I read books. I looked on the internet.
Lori Gregory says she tried to find concrete evidence that vaccinations would benefit her child.
And it wasn't there.
So the 48-year-old who blogs about holistic nutrition and spirituality decided not to inoculate her son. To avoid confrontation, she says, she doesn't bring it up in casual conversation.
G-O-S.
Alexander's 2.5 years old now.
G-U-3.
Gregory says one of her main worries about inoculating him was the risk of autism. Scientists have ruled out vaccinations as a trigger. The Federal Centers for Disease Control estimates that 1 in 100 American children have an aspect of that developmental disease. Medical professionals are beginning to look beyond routine childhood shots as a cause and consider other possibilities, including ultrasounds during pregnancy, labor-inducing drugs, and cesarean sections. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.